టు హూస్ టెంపుల్ ది ఆర్చ్ ఇస్ స్టార్ లిట్, ఇన్ హూస్ టెంపుల్ ది సన్ ఈజ్ ది ఇమేజ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, టు హూస్ టెంపుల్ ది మూన్ గోస్ ఎవ్రీ మంత్ అండ్ బ్రింగ్స్ ది మెసేజ్ అవుట్ ఎవ్రీ ఫుల్ మూన్ అండ్ హూస్ మెసేజ్ ది మూన్ సింగ్స్ యాజ్ ఎ వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ 16 లెటర్స్ హిజ్ రిలిజియన్ ఐ బిలాంగ్ టు, హిజ్ టెంపుల్ ఐ విజిట్, హిజ్ నేమ్ ఐ అట్టర్, హిజ్ గ్లోరీ ఐ లివ్ ఇన్, టు హిమ్ ఐ ఆఫర్ ది లోటస్ ఆఫ్ మై డే, టు హిమ్ ఐ ఆఫర్ ది లోటస్ ఆఫ్ మై నైట్. మాస్టర్ నమస్కారం. మాస్టర్ సి వి వి నమస్కారం. మాస్టర్ ఎంఎన్ నమస్కారం. మాస్టర్ ఈకే నమస్కారం. మాస్టర్ నమస్కారం. మేధాం మే ఇంద్రో దదాతు మేధాం దేవీ సరస్వతీ, మేధాం మే అశ్వినాహుభౌ ఆధత్తాం పుష్కరసగా fraternal greetings and good wishes to all the brothers and the sisters. Those of us who wish to build our personalities as the temple to enable the work of love, of light and of power shall have to observe the rhythm as it exists in the temple around us. If we see in the nature the sunrise and the sunset, it is in the due and ancient form. We know when the sunrise is. We also fairly know what colors and rays the sun brings in as he rises in the east. And we also know the sunset, what colors and rays that the sun transmits as he rises and moves into the sky, reaches the western horizon. It is the same drama played every time. Very consistently the energies are transmitted. Even when there is a change of energies through the movement the earth makes around the sun, even those changes are uniform and consistent. The day begins in an order. The day concludes in an order for the earth. The night begins in an order. The night also concludes in an order. You don't see disorder. There is no sudden haphazard movement, rise of sun. There is no late rising of sun. There is no early rising of sun. The gradually, as we on earth experience the northern coursing of the sun, there will be increasing daylight for some months and increasing night lights for some parts of the earth. The northern hemisphere is experiencing more day and less night now, and in the southern hemisphere we experience here more night, less day, but it keeps changing. Even these changes are consistent. So consistency is a factor that we observe around us in nature. There is consistency in the growth of a plant. There is consistency in movement of the planets. There is consistency in sun's movement. There is consistency in moon's movement. Even if it moves faster one day and slower in another day, there is a constancy in its change. That is what we call periodicity. It has its own rhythm even when there is a change. So this consistency and constancy and functioning in the same order all the time, it is very clear to all of us when the sun rises and when the sun sets. By observation, we know that in the, say for example, in the month of June, what is the sunrise hour, what is the sunset hour at a particular place. It won't change. It would be the same. This is the consistency it shows. We also know when Jupiter enters into Sagittarius, he now being in Scorpio. Jupiter is now in Scorpio, and we know when Jupiter enters into Sagittarius in this year. This is because the planets function with consistency. Already people keep thinking, in November Jupiter enters in Sagittarius, so Sagittarians can relax like this. Isn't it? And the Scorpions have the benefit of second house Jupiter, and the Librans have the third house Jupiter. So we are able to plan in such a manner on account of a due order that is maintained by nature, that is maintained by the planet, maintained by the other planets, maintained by the sun. Everywhere you see this consistency. Therefore, everything happens according to an order. The seasons happen. The rainy seasons come, the summer comes, the winter comes, the fall comes, in due and ancient order. Even the creation as it came in the same pattern as it came before. That's it. When the creation has happened, it just happened in the same pattern as it happened before. That is what Purusha Sukta says. Yatra purve sadhya santi deva. Meaning as before, in the same manner. When we build a structure, the architect, the design engineer and the builder, they take to the steps of building in the same manner. The architect prepares the plan. The design engineer gives, depending upon the columns, the height, the width, how much strength should go into the building by way of steel, cement, brick, and what foundation should be made, how deep the foundation should be. The builder builds it. It's the same every time. So also in creation, it's all is made in due and ancient order. That's how it is said. Yatra purve sadhya santi deva means the devas, there are sadhyas and siddhas. Sadhyas are the ones who conceive the plans. Siddhas are those who manifest the plan. There are two different ones. There are sadhyas, there are siddhas. Sadhya is the one who conceives the plan. Normally those who conceive are a different class, and those who manifest is another class. See, a prophet conceives, a king executes. A prophet or an initiate, he conceives the plan and then the king executes it. The secondary conceives, the first ray manifests. First ray has its counterpart as the seventh ray. That's why you need a king to manifest. A prophet can only conceive and say this, it can be like this at this time. There were times where the prophet and the king were one and the same. The initial times, the prophet and the king were one and the same. But in creation, the theme is the sadhyas are one class, the siddhas are another class. Sadhyas are the ones who conceive. Siddhas are the ones who manifest. You know who the sadhyas are? The prajapatis are called sadhyas. The manus are called siddhas. The manus manifest. The prajapatis conceive. Since you know these terms from the books of Madame Blavatsky, while you do not know their significance, I have to inform that. Prajapatis conceive. Manus execute. All the kings that came upon this earth, in the initial stages, they are all solar kings. They are all descendants of Manu. All the seers that we have on the planet, the seven seers we speak of, they all come from the Prajapatis. That's why a kingdom is very well ruled, very well governed, where there is a prophet, a good prophet and a good king. So as far as we are concerned, the prophet is in the top of the head. Sahasrara, Jupiter. అండ్ వీఆర్ ది కింగ్స్ బీయింగ్ ది సోల్స్ ఎట్ ఆజ్ఞ. సో వీ హ్యావ్ టు రిసీవ్ ఫ్రమ్ హయ్యర్ సర్కిల్స్ అండ్ ఎనేబుల్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ లోవర్ సర్కిల్స్. ది ప్రాఫెట్ కన్సీవ్స్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది సరౌండింగ్స్. ఎ మ్యాన్ ఆఫ్ విజ్డమ్, హీ కెన్ క్లియర్లీ సీ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు టైమ్ అండ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ప్లేస్. He conceives. He is the one who conceives the plan. And then it has to be executed. So we see how it is every day. Every day how it is. There is the sunrise. There is the sunset. There is the beginning of the day. There is the height of the day. There is the closure of the day. And there is the beginning of the night, and there is the midnight, and then the closure of the night. They happen in consistence. So also we have to take this clue to build the temple of our personality, to build the temple, to transform our personality into a temple. We should also see that we open the day properly. We open the day properly and we also close the day as properly as we have opened. That's the beauty. If you open the day in order, you can conduct yourself in poise and close the day in harmony to resume again in order next day, isn't it? If we don't close the day well, we cannot open the next day properly. It's not enough if you have opened the day properly. It is equally important that you close the day properly. Just like in a drama, in a theater, there is the lift up of the curtain. The curtain is lifted up and then the drama begins. And as the drama concludes, the curtains are closed. Isn't it? In all theatrical performances, you see this rhythm. How you close the day decides how you would be opening the day next. If we close the day haphazardly, meaning if we close our activity of the day not in an orderly manner, but in a very disorderly manner, many people do not see the importance of closing the day in order. See, what time you go to sleep, it cannot be different hours at different days. Once in a way, when the work demands, it's different. But generally, you should know how you close the day, when you close the day, how do you close the day. Just as when you open the day, you open with a prayer, let us say, let us assume. Then we have to close the day also with a prayer. That's how the rhythm is. That's how the ritual is. That is the strength of the Aryans in the ancient times. The first sub-root race of Aryans, they carried this knowledge. As they open, whatever they have done while they opened the day, so is the case when they close the day. As they open, they do prayer. So therefore, as they close, they do the prayer. As they open, after the prayer, they wash themselves, bath, everything. Before closing also, they take bath. That's the spirit of the Aryan. Before closing also they take bath. As you open, say twice daily. The way you started in the morning, the same way you close it. Yeah, you have breakfast in the morning, say 1 or 2 hours after your wake up, or 3 hours after your wake up. As you close, before 2 or 3 hours you have to have your food activity closed. So, as it is open, so it should be closed. This knowledge is of great importance. During the day, you are in the objective temple. During the day, you are in the objective temple. During the night, you can be in the subjective temple. Subjective temple. Sleep should not be seen as a means of non-activity. Sleep is never seen by the knowers as a duration of time for non-activity. Sleep is the time where there is no objective activity, but there is a subjective activity. Subject. I told you in the very first teaching that there is the objective life and there is the subjective life. There is objective life and there is subjective life. Subjective life is subtle life. A master of wisdom or a yogi, he is active during the day in the objective life. And he is equally active in the subjective life during the night hours. During the night hours. While this body with its mind and senses is at rest, he works elsewhere in another plane of existence. Bhagavad Gita very clearly speaks of it. That's why Bhagavad Gita is known to be a complete scripture. These clues are there, but people who read Bhagavad Gita as a routine reader, they don't get them. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, whatever is the day for the common man, so is the night for the yogi. Meaning, we are all active during the daytime, but we are not active during the night time. But for a yogi, the night time is there, also there is activity. For example, to give an example, the masters of wisdom who stay in certain ashrams on the planet, during the day they work in the local areas, during the night through sleep they work in the other areas. And they build the temple, so therefore there is a night and day duty they carry out. They are not tired because the equipment for the objective life is different from the equipment for subjective life. The equipment for objective life is put to rest during the night hours. He has a different equipment for the night hours with which he works. That's how they are able to deliver a lot of service on the planet. And when we speak of temple, in the very beginning, first lecture, I said we should cognize the life objective and the life subjective. Life objective is carried out during the day. Life subjective is carried out during the night. It's another kind of night activity, not the kind of night activity we find in discos, nightclubs, casinos. as much as we get ready for during the, for the morning hours to get into objective life, with so much fervor they prepare for the work in the subjective life. So therefore, a master of wisdom clearly tells his students, do not stay awake in the night for long hours. Master Jwalkul, in his own writings, has stated, do not be awake beyond 10:30 in the night. And do not sleep after 5 in the morning. 10:30 to 5, set it as the sleep hours. And the sleep hours, insofar as you are a good student, a master of wisdom can utilize you for the work in the subjective life, which will slowly come to know later. The beauty with the masters of wisdom is during the day they let you do the work which you have to do according to your karma. During the night they let you into other fields of activity where you can build your temple. The temple is always built by the night. Know this. Never by the day. The temple is always built by the night. There is a saying in masonry also that a mason builds the temple in darkness. By the day, it is ready. So how did he build? No one knows. So that's how people who do practices, they do not publicize their practices. The practices are all done internally. All spiritual practices, occult practices, they're all internally carried out. Why should they be publicized? What is the purpose of publicizing an internal activity? That is why there is called secrecy in building the temple. We maintain secrecy for other issues which are, whether you keep it a secret or not, it makes no difference. People are very secretive in their lives. While the occultism demands that their life objective has to be very transparent. The objective life has to be very transparent. Your life has to be an open book. Anyone can see it. There need not be a secrecy in relation to it. People maintain secrecy in relation to objective life because they do things, they speak things, they entertain thoughts which are not, which cannot really be shared with others. When you are at thought plane, thinking about things, there may be thoughts which are very undesirable. As a matter of social etiquette, you may not speak, but you have entertained it. Sometimes you speak things behind. Before you speak in one way, behind you speak in another way. Isn't it? Very common with the modern man. He has two tongues. What you say before a person is different from what you say behind a person. So this behind and before, two different versions uttered forth by you makes you a split person. Why can't you hold in you the clarity to have one view and then express that view, whether it is before or behind? But that in the modern world, it is just absent. Isn't it? Thoughts are not. See, if you happen to be a student of a master of wisdom, your thoughts are observed. యువర్ థాట్స్ ఆర్ అబ్జర్వ్డ్. యూ మే నాట్ నో దట్ యు ఆర్ అండర్ అబ్జర్వేషన్. యు ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ అండర్ అన్ ఇన్ కెమెరా సిచ్యుయేషన్. నో దేర్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో మూవీస్ అబౌట్ ది రియాలిటీ లైఫ్. యువర్ రియాలిటీ ఇస్ నోన్ బై ది వన్ హూ ఓవర్ వ్యూస్ యూ. దేర్ ఆర్ దేవాస్ అరౌండ్ హూ ఓవర్ వ్యూస్. In case you happen to be an accepted student, you are also observed by your teacher. So the quality of your thoughts, the quality of your speeches, the quality of your actions, they are all observed. That's why all objective activity is expected to be transparent. Subjective activity, we remain silent about it. We remain silent. That means as you withdraw for the day in due order, if you don't withdraw for the day in a due order, you cannot get into the subjective side of your being. You cannot. Till the last minute, if you are indulging in a gossip and then go to sleep, you cannot open the temple. Likewise, till the last minute we see a football match or an India cricket match or a TV serial or a movie and go into sleep, we cannot open the temple. That's why we say, the wisdom says, just observe the sun, how orderly he is in opening the day and how orderly as he sets. So also we have to close our day in an order. Anything done in an order gains its harmony and the poise, and it results in peace also. Results in peace. Therefore, temple building activity in which we are interested, therefore we are gathered here, is all a nocturnal activity, night activity. That means you have to prepare well for the night. There has to be a sincere preparation as you enter into your bedroom. Sincere preparation. That demands that your bedroom should be as vibrant as your meditation room. As you wake up, you walk to the worship place. As you go into bedroom, you wake up to some other reality. So the bedroom also has to be orderly. It should have light colors. It should be vibrant with colors. It should have enough daylight during the day. It should have passing breeze during the night. Passing breeze. And you should have an approach into the subjective life before you sleep. Some of you may have read again from the teaching of Master Jwalku, who says, do not sleep vaguely. Do not be asleep vaguely. When you are fully tired, you sleep in any posture. In any posture. But if you prepare for sleep, you can lay your head either to the east or to the south in northern hemisphere, or to north in southern hemisphere, or to the west. But ensure that you lay your head at the same direction every time, not different directions. Number one. Number two, close the eyes gently as you are on the bed with your back, you are not sleeping either to the right side or to the left side. You are sleeping with your back laid on the bed. Relax your limbs. Relax the hands. Relax the legs. Relax every joint of the body. Relax every joint of the body. Relax the body as a whole. That is what you call Savasana. In the asanas, it is called Savasana, meaning your body needs, when you do a proposition to relax every limb of the body, you can relax the ankle and the feet, you can relax the knees, you can relax the hip, you can relax the shoulders, the elbows, the wrist and the fingers, and just lay it in a manner that you don't have to move it. Because you don't need the body in the night. It requires to be relaxed. It requires to be rested. Relax the body. And then the senses are also not needed in the night. The senses are for the day, to see, to listen, to smell, to taste, to touch, is not necessary during the day, during the night hours. So you can say that let the senses also find their relaxation. In fact, it is given in the book on occult meditations, letters on occult meditation. White magic. You entrust the five elements of your body to the five elements around you. You entrust the five senses relating to the devas of the senses, which are called prachetas. So, body is relaxed, senses are relaxed, you are there with your mind. Apply the mind upon respiration. Don't sleep away like without any effort. Apply the mind upon respiration and try to reach the source of respiration, which is pulsation. And if you are an advanced student of pranayama, with the help of pulsation you can go up to your ajna with the help of the fourth prana, which is called udana prana. There is inhalation, there is exhalation, prana, apana. They get balanced in pulsation as samana. And thereafter they take the life force takes the upward movement with the help of fourth prana, which is called udana. If you are not an advanced student, which has a greater possibility, the master suggests, imagine that your energy, the awareness which is in your mind associating with the pulsation is moving up, and you sleep at the brow center. Be there, and then when sleep comes, let it come. Be there at the brow center before you sleep. It's a proposition. It's an imagination. It's a visualization insofar as the step of pranayama is not accomplished. So don't sleep just like that. Don't sleep with all kinds of posture. Before the sleep comes, make this preparation. Before the sleep comes, make this preparation. Be here. Be at the east. be at the east of your being before you sleep. Stay there. And staying there, relate to the light in the Sahasrara. Relate to the light in the throat center. Relate to the light in the heart. Relate to the light in the navel. Relate to the light in the sacral. Relate to the light in the Mooladhara. So being at the east, you relate to all other six centers of light in you. And then stay at the Bro Center, making a prayer, having opened your inner temple, imagination, having opened your inner temple with the seven lights, which I have been explaining since the last 2 days, open the temple and be there at the east, and then pray your master. Master, I am available for your work. Make sure that I am interested with your work. Make sure that the temple in me is built. Master, please let us receive the influx of the high plenty of prana into our systems so that we may resist disease, decay and death. Realize the highest truth, the pure love and the bliss of existence, and serve humanity according to thy plan. Every master knows the plan. So let me be part of your plan. I am available in the night. During the day, we may not be available. We are busy with our karma. Only disciples are available during the day and during the night. But those who are not disciples, they are not available during the day, but they can offer themselves during the night. I offer the lotus of the day. I offer the lotus of the night. What is it? So offer your being, which is the lotus, at the feet of the master. See, we set every day morning someone in the group. They leave a flower at the doorstep of my room. At my room. And I very respectfully pick it up and put it at the feet of the master. Not to step over it. As you open the door, there is a flower, an offering. To whom it is offered? To the master. So pick it up, set it at the feet of the master. Likewise, in the night hours, as the lotus of the night, offer ourselves. That should be the preparation. That should be the preparation to prepare the temple by the night. And then what happens is, when this practice is regular and is consistent, and if you are regularly available around the same time, 13 minutes plus or minus, same time. Because they should know when you are available. You can't be available whenever you like. See, when we set a class for teaching, we set a time. And don't we arrive at the same time? The master of wisdom is working for the entire planet, and he is also willing to help you. Individually he works for every being. He also works globally. His time is 1,000 times more valuable than our time. So you have to make yourself available more or less 13 minutes. That's how it is said. It's a very peculiar number. 13 is seen as a bad number in Kali age in some parts of the globe. But that 13 is a very sacred number in the occult side of things. 13 degrees, moon moves every day. 13 degrees 20 seconds. So therefore 30 minutes this way or that way we have to be available, and you have to make this preparation, relaxing the body. That is what is called elimination of the five elements. That's how master says relinquishment of the senses, integration of your awareness with the master awareness at the ajna set. Integration. There are chapters, there are quite a very elaborate description of this under the captions elimination, relinquishment and integration. The essence of it I am giving you. You are integrating with the master consciousness at the brow center, because this is, as I said in the morning, this belongs to the master and you. The head belongs to the master. The heart belongs to you. The lower torso belongs to your personality. So you make yourself available to the master at Ajna, before you, just below Ajna, which is called the brow center. Just be there and say, I am available. When a student is available consistently and regularly with same attentiveness, with same devotion, the master would be willing to pick you up for the night training. See, the facility of this Aquarian age, as it is already setting in, is we are taught by the night. We are taught by the night and we are asked to perform by the day. That's the beauty. In fact, all impressions can be better given in the night hours, not during the day hours. All experiences are during the night hours, not during the day hours. You can notice it. Even the little illusions that we get are also in the night hours. Night is appropriate for experiences of the subtle existence. So making yourself consistently available at the feet of the master as you get into sleep enables you to get recruited into schools where regular teaching happens in the master's ashram. There are students who regularly learn in the master's ashram during the night hours. The master has his own teachers in his ashram. He need not necessarily himself teach. You get impressed with the teachings. That's how impressional teaching is a facility which is very much there with us, around us, on this planet. The schools are open in the night hours, local night hours. Your night may be a day in the east, and their night may be a day in the west. But your night hour, you can be picked up for this teaching. So therefore, this preparation is an important step. An important step for temple building. In the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna speaks in about 5 strophas how you can get into the very sublime and very great, very divine planes when you prepare well during the night hours. During the night hours. Just as a very devotional person prepares during the day hours with his prayers and rhythms and all that, an occult student is equally recommended to prepare likewise in the evening during the night hours. So that is an important dimension relating to temple building. What Work can be done with your personality through this practice. You cannot do by your daily practices. In the nightly practice, there is a cooperation of so many intelligences by which the temple building becomes easier. That is the reason in masonry they say the temple is built by the night. Temple is built by the night. The temple is built in secrecy. And secrecy means it's all happening within you. Nobody knows. Around your own spouse may be sleeping by your side on the bed. But even she does, she or he need not know. If she is also a co-traveler or he is also a co-traveler with you, you may find in the other plane also the same person. Or he or she may go to another ashram. It all depends upon the quality of your personality and the soul aspirations. Therefore, this preparation of what we call, how do we close the day, is important. Please remember, how do you close the day is like, how do you close your incarnation? That's another dimension. If you are very confused, a very confused manner if you get into sleep. Likewise, when you depart from the, at the time of departure from the body also, you are equally confused. Because every entry into sleep is like death. See, death is a long-term departure. Sleep is a short-term departure. You go and come back by morning. We are not always in the body in the night hours. Whether we know, we don't know, we are not in the body during the night hours. See, if you see these dreams that we get, they should always indicate to you that you dream about someone somewhere. While your body is here, your body is on the bed. Dream phenomena is the clue to tell us that we don't stay in our bodies during the sleep hours. We get out, have different experiences, and we get in afresh. That's why we wake up afresh after sleep. Just like a bird which is in the cage, it is let off. Then it moves all around, 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 around. But then again it comes back into the cage when it is hungry, because it knows that the food is available in his cage. But each time it is out of the cage, it is free, it is fresh, it comes back fresh. So also each one of us wake up fresh in the morning because we are out of this cage of the body. It is regularly happening unconsciously. But through these practices, we can consciously move out of the body gradually. That's why your conscious movement of the body is possible only when you are at the bro center when you sleep. This is the frontal door, which we call the main door of the house. And this is the kingly door, that's what it is. It is also called in Sanskrit the leonine kingly door. Meaning that is the door from which the king gets in, the king gets out. Who is the king? We are the kings. We are the king of our lives, since we are also like the sun. So you should move out of your house, not from the backyard. Isn't it? Whenever you go out of the house, from which way you go out of the house? Through the main door you go, not through the backyard, you know. So the main door relating to us is in the east. And the super door is in the north. That is a different situation. But generally we move out through the eastern door. And we re-enter through the eastern door. So therefore, when you are sleeping, there is a preparation. There is as much preparation before sleep as you have in the morning when you come out of the sleep. Just like as I said, there is as much a divine drama that happens during the sunrise. So much drama equally happens during the sunset hours. And this is how each time you close the day properly, you open the day again properly. If you don't close the day properly, you cannot open the day next day properly. That's the key. As before. For example, if we have eaten very heavy and very late in the night, you cannot get up in the morning, even if you have the habit of getting up. And even if you get up, there is discomfort in the body. So there is a very profound preparation to get into sleep. Don't take sleep as in a casual manner. Never. You are getting into sleep is a golden opportunity to get into the temple. The temple of the universe from where you receive the help to build the temple in you. It has to be a practice. So as you do this practice regularly, you stand a chance to get trained during the sleep hours. It's all clear in the books. The books coming through Master Jalpur has thrown out to the west certain vistas of wisdom which were not there before. They were there in the Eastern scriptures, but they were not there for the Western Hemisphere thanks to the kind of religious practices that are imposed. Such things were known to Mayans. Such things were known to the Greeks. They were all known before these ignorant religions came in. If you go to Mayan, like Chichen Itza or Mexico City, and there is also Uxmal. I went to a few very significant pyramids. There you listen to the legends how the activities were during the night hours. They knew it. They carried out. Now we have, the time has come that we are brought back all this knowledge so that we move with greater sensibility, not following some blind faith. That's how it is. So this is the fourth teaching in this seminar, where a very important step is informed to you. First of all, you should know that you are 3-in-1 and there are 7 lights in you, and you should be aware of these 7 lights just like you are aware of other limbs of your body. That is the inner being of you. Then enter into it during the night hours. Enter into it during the hours of prayer. See, when we do prayer also, it is to turn inward and to relate to the centers in you, and then keep moving up and down in that column which is the lighthouse in us. We all carry that lighthouse in us. Why we say lighthouse? It is like vertical. Like every port has a lighthouse. There is the light which can go around. There is light within the column. The lighthouse we build outside may not have light within the column. But the column is full of light. And then that light focuses out through Ajna. So that is our true abode. If you say my residence, that's the residence. Around it is built a body of 7 tissues. The body of the 7 tissues is built like a football around it. According to Master CVV, he says football. He likes, I think, football. Because it's all round, you know. And he says it's all bladder, the axis. Just like the earth has its axis and the mass of matter gathering around it. We are essentially residents of that house, which is the inner lighthouse, a vertical column. That we should always remember. And in prayers, we should try to enter into it either through the heart center or through the head center. All teachings tell you to enter either through the heart or through the head. They are best entries. Their best entries. This is called the lion's throne. The heart center is called the lion's throne. The head center is called the king's throne. Simhasana, Raja Simhasana, meaning he is the king of the lions. We have a movie for children, The Lion King. There may be many lions, but one lion would be the king of the lions. Like that, heart can be seen as a lion center, while Ajna, or the center in the forehead, is seen as the center of the king lion, lion king. So to sleep over there, whenever you sleep, even if you have siesta, please do so. Even during the siesta also, which we are so much accustomed in the second half of our life, isn't it? We don't accept if people say that we are old. But when it comes to siesta, we say, you know, I am old. So I think. We conveniently change stand. That's how we use the mercury in us. Fernando, you have become old. If I say, he won't accept. But after lunch, if he is getting into siesta, we say, why are you getting into siesta? Master, I have become old. Like that. Only for that moment. That apart, whenever you go to sleep, don't sleep vaguely. Whenever you get into sleep, get here. There is a very beautiful statement in the writings of Master Jwalkul for the aspirants. Many times a sleep hour is more beneficial than his prayer or meditational hours. A sleep hour is much more beneficial than an hour of prayer or an hour of meditation, because in the hour of prayer and in the hour of meditation, the mind causes a lot of problems. You don't find a real prayer happening or meditation happening. But in sleep, again the same word, kaput. The mind is absorbed. So it's easy. It's easy for those who guide us to work with us. It is easy for those who guide us to work with us if we are in sleep. When will the doctor does the operation? When does the doctor do operation? After giving anesthesia, isn't it? Without anesthesia, if operation is done, how will it go? So sleep is like anesthesia. The mind is absorbed into its source. So therefore, the mechanic, the master mechanic, can work with you and cause the needed adjustments. That's why initially, if you sleep a little more than normal, a master of wisdom will not feel unhappy. It's okay. It's like saying, do not awaken a sleeping dog, you know. Normally the statement is, do not awaken a sleeping lion. We are not lions, so we take to the stature of a dog. Dog is no small animal. Dog is also very alert. Very alert. Very watchful. Very watchful. We are not that watchful. But if you awaken a sleeping dog, it keeps on barking. So it's a nuisance. Therefore, the master prefers our sleep hours to relate to us more than our wakeful or meditational hours. In meditation hour, our mind keeps on barking so many things. It's a silent barking, you know. As you close our eyes, in a few moments we do that. What is it that happens in meditation to many? Each one knows himself better than others. Each one of us knows better than our neighbor, because we know what is happening with our mind when we close. It's like a barking dog, blah, 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 so many things. All unnecessary things it brings over there, isn't it? Things which are, the beauty of the mind is, it brings all unpleasant things to you and then make a stock of it over there. Now meditate. What meditation? What meditation? If the mind is into sleep, it's easy. So sleep is a great gift of nature to us. Sleep is a great gift of nature to us. There are some who just sleep like that. Normally, in a couple, one sleeps fast, other is not getting sleep. They're on the same bed. The one who cannot sleep looks at the other. How much? How lucky is this lady, or how lucky is this guy? As you keep on thinking like this, they start snoring also, isn't it? They start snoring. They already slept and they started snoring. What is the situation with the fellow who is unable to sleep? That's what we call adding insult to injury. Already you are injured, eh? and this snoring by the neighbor is an injury, or an insult to the injury. Lucky are those who can sleep like that. We see in the flights, as they get into flight, their mouths are open, their eyes are closed. I wonder why mouths are open. To sleep, closing the eyes is okay. But as you close your eyes, your mouth is open. This is the natural humor we get when we see around, isn't it? And God knows, maybe we also open our mouth when we sleep. We don't know, others have to tell us. So sleep is a gift of nature to us. Don't lose it, number one. And it is a greater gift when you know the value of sleep, which leads you to the other side. It leads you to the other side. How beautiful. And we have been doing so many decades of practice to get to other side. Daily there is an opportunity to move to the other side. Why can't we pay attention to it? So therefore, for a student of wisdom, not only the opening of the day, but also the closure of the day is equally important. There is a school of thought in India where they pay more attention to the evening than to the morning. They pay more attention to the evening than to the morning. There is no hurry for them in the morning, because anyway during the day you meet your karma. So they don't pay so much attention. But in the evening, they are very attentive. They clean, they take their bath, they do their prayers, they have very little food. And they engage in scriptures. And they sleep at the appointed hour early. They say, night is my... See, Master CVV in his occult prayers, one prayer he wrote... Bedroom is my death room, he says. Bedroom, isn't it? Death means you are not dying in the bedroom, do we? It's our departure. It's the room from where we depart. So it should be as clean, as vibrant as your prayer room or meditation room. So that is what I thought I should inform. To build the temple, it is one of the most important steps. And it is there in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and it is very elaborately described by Master Jwalkul in his books. And those who know, they prepare well for the night. But if you are affected by Kali, you spoil your nights. We spoil. And the television at home is a great obstruction to those who are accustomed to seeing television. Because all nice programs come late in the night. All nice programs. Nice means worldly programs, which you like. They are all in the late night. HBO channel shows all Hollywood movies of importance from 9 o'clock onwards. They end up by 12 o'clock. Isn't it? You are lucky to see football here in the afternoon, because it is being played in Europe, isn't it? But imagine people who see in India this football, they have to see it in the midnight hours. And if you are crazy of your football, all that is happening in Europe, you lose your sleep. Or whatever happens here in the evening, if Europeans see, they have to lose their sleep. At no cost, lose your sleep. 10:30 is the appointed hour, not later. If you are on the bed by 10:30, at least by 11 o'clock you are in the takeoff. Note that your bedroom is your departure gate. See, we go, we check in, and we walk up to the departure gate, you know. So we have to walk through up to the departure gate and be there waiting. When sleep comes, you stand a chance for departure into fields of light. And such work is inaugurated in this age. So it's a facility created for us so that we move forward faster. That is how the recent expressions from the hierarchy let us know. So therefore, we have to pay attention to it. With this dimension, today we conclude, and tomorrow we are into the waterfalls. While you enjoy, try to be as silent as possible. As they announced, it's not a picnic spot, it's not a touristic spot, it's, take it as pilgrimage. We are entering into an era of a grand master. We are entering into the era of a very grand master. The name of the master is Brahmanaspati. Brahmanaspati. Meaning he is Brihaspati to Brihaspati. He is Jupiter to Jupiter. No jokes. The one whose energy is present in this waterfall, he is Jupiter to Jupiter. That's why we call it as Master Jupiter Ashram. Master Jupiter. So when you are so much enamored of the masters of wisdom, their teachings, and we crave for their presence, when such presence is available, how, with what veneration we move into it is important. I don't want you to look like very serious pilgrims. Be joyful. Be joyful. Be relaxed. And be not talkative. That's all. Thank you, one and all. Namaskar.